Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good and
amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. This is from Christmas Beat Talk Radio. I'm your host today, and I'm trying to work out a couple of kinks in the system. Hopefully, I'll be able to do that. Amen. But I want to welcome you to Christmas Beat Talk Radio. Amen. We do this every Sunday with the Bread of Life. It's with me. Amen. It's usually the first and the third Sunday of the month. Amen. So we are excited about what God is doing. Amen. I want to play a couple of quick announcements and commercials and all that good stuff, and we'll be back in a minute. Amen.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
Join us for our weekly broadcast, His Abounding Grace, with Minister Vanessa Williams. That's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. On Wednesday afternoons at 1 p.m., join Reverend Gwendolyn Dixon for the Midday Glory Prayer Line. The dial-in number is 641-715-3580. The access code is 732-499. And Wednesday night at 7 p.m., Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you. That's with Pastor Paul Morgan of Chosen Generation Ministries in Richmond, Virginia. On Thursdays, live at 12 noon, join Reverend Pat Randall for Declaring the Finished Work for an hour of worship, exhortation, and prayer. Reverend Ray and friends are here on Friday nights at 7 p.m. with the Joy of the Lord on Friday Night Joy. Sundays at 7 p.m., join Reverend Ray for Bread of Life for a Word in Season. And don't forget our monthly broadcast. First Mondays of every month at 7 p.m., be blessed with the teaching ministry of Apostle Shirley Jones on Lifeline. On third Mondays at 7 p.m., join Evangelist Lewis McElwain for Adoration, a broadcast of worship and ministries on the mission field. Second Saturdays of the month, join Reverend Curtis, Reverend Novena, and Minister Jordana for Bold and Beautiful, a youth and young adult broadcast setting the world on fire with the love of Jesus. All broadcast times are Eastern Standard Time.
Amen. Also, I want to remind you, amen, that Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk, with Ray Rose, Austin Green, Cleophas Malone, amen, Tyrone Rose, and Antonio Mitchell, amen, amen, is on Sundays, the second Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. also. Also, don't forget Marriage Takeover, the Body of One, with Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson, is every fourth Sunday. Amen. They were doing the third Sunday, but then it's shifted every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Amen. So those are our announcements. Please check them out in the appropriate time. Don't forget to check us out on the website, onechristianspeak.com. Amen. You'll find a little bit more information about us. Like us on Facebook, We have several Facebook pages, amen, that we try to post the broadcast and words of encouragement from Reverend Pat Randall, that type of thing. So we're going to go ahead and get started. Amen. Our topic today is Hosanna type prayer is still needed. Amen. Just Hosanna. This is Palm Sunday. Amen. We know everybody is more or less staying put or can't get out the house or whatever. Maybe they had, they probably did not go to church. They had to listen to it through streaming or through Facebook Live or different other platforms that are out there. So there seem to be a lot of people having to do this. Churches, most majority of churches are obeying the recommendations to not have church. Amen. So we are happy about this. So we're going to go ahead and get say prayer. Father, we come today first to say thank you for this is the day that you have made. We glorify you. We magnify your name. God, we give you all the praise and glory. God, we present this broadcast to you, for we know that we can't do it on ourselves, God. So we pray that you will come and have your way. Lord, please allow those things to be spoken, only what you desire to be spoken. We thank you for the time of those that are listening all across the world. We pray, God, for those that are in need of you. We pray for those that are sick and those that are suffering through this virus, through this epidemic and everything. We pray that you will come and hear their prayers, God. We know, Lord Jesus, that you have the power and the might to find a cure or to completely let this thing be gone. So we pray for complete holistic healing among the world, among your people, and among those that don't even know you, that they might see that there is a bomb in Gilead and the bomb is you. We do pray this prayer in Christ's name. Amen. And amen. Like I said, today is Palm Sunday. And I mean, normally we will be at church and we will be waving the palms, singing Hosanna, blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord, and then Hosanna to the highest, and we'd be, you know, celebrating him, celebrating Jesus coming into Jerusalem. Amen. This was a sort of like a great thing to take. So normally we'd be saying that, but to really get into it, I mean, when I looked up the word Hosanna, and it just means save us or save us, please. But not only means that, means save us now. So when they were saying Hosanna, they were saying to Jesus, save us now. You know, they were not only giving him praise, you know, and when it came to the second part of it, blessed is Hosanna to the Son of David. Save us now, Son of David, basically. It said, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Then they was esteeming him because they realized that he would be coming forth as the one that was going to save them. Now, a few days, some days later, they were switching up and say crucify him, but that's a story for another day. Amen. But for right now, they were saying save us. Amen. And so that the Hosanna means save us, please, or save us now. And what I did is I looked through the scriptures, and of course, this is the first time in the New Testament that Hosanna appeared as written. However, there are scriptures throughout the New Testament and the Old Testament that speaks on the word of Hosanna, but doesn't use that word, okay? So, oh, man, I just thought I did something. I think I got everything. Amen. In Matthew chapter 8, and I don't have it turned there, but we're going to turn real quick here. Amen. And we're going to look at Matthew chapter 8 real quick, because I want to make sure I get all of this today. Amen. Matthew 8, 25. Okay, we're going to turn in the Bibles to that. We can do it like this. Just bear with me. Amen. Amen. So this is an example of them not using the word Hosanna, but they are using the word save us. Amen. And this is the first one. It's coming out of Matthew chapter 8. Amen. And I'm through 25, but I'm going to read just a little bit above. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to start at the 23rd verse. This is Matthew chapter 8, verse 23. It says, and when he had entered a ship, his disciples followed him. Okay. His disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with waves, but he was asleep. It says, 25 says, and the disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. Hosanna, in other words, this is an example of Hosanna being used, Lord, save us. Hosanna, as I said, means save us, but it means save us now, okay? It means save us now. So, Lord, save us, like, well, as we perish. And then verse 26, it says, and he saith unto them, why ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm after that. Anytime we, it's that petition of save us that goes to God, he hear us, okay? He hears. And the first thing Jesus wanted to know in Matthew chapter 8, why are you fearful? You know? He said, call him a little big, and then turn around and rebuke the wind and the sea. And there was a great, it wasn't just a calm, but it was a great calm. In other words, can you imagine that everything just got completely quiet? And 27 says, but the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this that even the winds and the sea obeyed him? In Psalms 106, verse 47 says, save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the heathen to give thanks unto thy holy name and triumph it in thy praise. In other words, they not only going to God to save us, but then they begin to glorify God. And that's what's going on in Matthew chapter 21. Okay. Verse 9 says, the multitude that went before and that followed Christ, saying, Hosanna to the Son of God, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna is the highest. In Psalms 118, we're going to be looking at these a little bit more detail. 118, 25, and 26. Again, the word, the meaning of the word Hosanna means save us is used again. It says, 25 says, save now, I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. 26 says, blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord, for we have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house. So again, they magnify him. So usually when you hear the words Hosanna, I mean, it's magnifying the Lord. It's recognized he alone can save us. Could nobody die on the cross for Jesus Christ for our sins? Could nobody be resurrected for our sins but Jesus Christ? Could nobody be coming back one day for his church, for the body of Christ but Jesus Christ? Everything, you know, has to be done by him, you know. We have to be saved because of the name of Jesus Christ, you know. We are delivered because of the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. There's power in the name of Jesus Christ. In John chapter 5, verses 24, it says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hears my word and believeth on him that sent me have everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death into life. So he's giving you a promise right now. You know, he's saying to that since you ask to be saved, you know, you're saying and you're declaring, Lord, save me. Then this is what I'm going to do. That if you hear my word, okay, and if you believe on him that sent me, have everlasting life, shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. And then verse 25 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, now is, that when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, they shall live. Lord, save us now. Hosanna to the highest. You know, Hosanna to the highest. Lord, save us now. There's a time that's going on right now that that Hosanna peace prayer type needs to go forth through all the world, not just in the United States, but through all the world. Lord, save us now. You know, the Hosanna to the highest. Only you can do it. You have the power and the authority to do it now. Lord, save us now. Okay, so let's go ahead and read Matthew chapter 21. And this is going to be a long verse, 1 through 17. I promise I'm not going to be before you long, but we're going to break this down a little bit. Okay, so it says that, and when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were coming to Bethany and to the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus 2 disciples, saying unto them, go into the village over against you, and straightway you shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them unto me. Okay, and if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, the Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. Verse 4 says, all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, that king cometh unto thee meek and sitting upon an ass, and a coat the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and they brought the ass and the coat and put on them clothes, and they set him therein. And a very great multitude spread their garments, y'all. They began to spread, not very great multitude spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches from the tree and straw them in the way. And the multitude that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna into the highest. He'll help God to the highest. And it says, and when he was coming to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? And the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. In other words, they had probably no doubt heard about the miracles and all the things that Jesus had done. Now, they got it wrong because they called him a prophet. But we know now, looking back, that he was actually the Son of the living God. Okay? He was more than just a prophet. Amen? He was the Son of the living God. He was the Redeemer. He was the one that had been promised through 42 generations. He was the one that they had part of it, right, that they needed to say Hosanna to. Amen? Amen. And the Martin said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth, of Galilee. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all of them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers, and set and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. So basically what was going on, that because this was in Jerusalem, and this was a part of the people coming into, Passover, but people was coming into the Jerusalem from all over the place that were Jews. And the reason that they were coming, and they were coming to do their sacrifices. But most of the time, what they were doing, the way things were set up, they could actually buy from the vendors. The vendors was located outside on the steps of the tabernacle. So they would go and get whatever they needed so that they'd be able to give those things to the priest to be used as sacrifice. Amen. And he said, it is written, and he said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but he had made it a den of thieves. In other words, they were probably charging people more than what they should be charging just to get rams, just to get a goat or some of the sheep or get some of the pigeons that were used in some of the sacrifices. Amen. He said, you have made it a house of thieves, but you have made it a den of thieves. I'm sorry. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. First, he had to clean house. Then he began to heal them. Remember, go back to this one, what was said before, Hosanna, Lord, save us, Lord, help us, please. Lord, help us, please, man. And it says that when the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them, and Verse 15 is when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple, saying, "Hosanna unto the Son of David," they were sore displeased. You know, they were sore displeased. They were displeased now, not only because he cast out those that were selling stuff in the temple, because no doubt the temple was getting a cut of that, but he also was getting whatever the people was giving anyway. So they were double dipping, in other words. They were getting money on all sides. Amen. And he said to him, let me go back to 15. And when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple, saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were sore displeased. They didn't want to hear that. These were people that was out to get him anyway. And said unto him, "Hearest thou what these say?" And Jesus said unto him, "Have you never read out of the mouths of babes and suckling that thou hast perfected praise?" And he left them and went out of the city into Bethany, and he lodged there. So you know what these people are saying? They're saying to Jesus, "You know what these babies, these kids are saying?" See, when I first read that, originally when I read that scripture, I looked at children at the different, but there was children crying in the temple, saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David." And the Bible said they were sort of, and he said to them, "Hearest thou what they said?" And he said to them, "Yea, have ye never read out of the mouth of babes and suckling, thou hast perfected praise, thou hast perfect praise?" And he left them and went. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing, man? Now they're saying Hosanna. The kids are saying, shouting Hosanna. They're giving him the highest type of praise and adoration, and they recognizing who he was. They laid a cloth on the ground as he came. In some scriptures it says they laid palms on the ground as he began to travel into the city. They treated him like a king coming into Jerusalem. They treated him like a king that had conquered everything and all of that, and conquered Jerusalem, conquered Israel, and conquered the world as he comes to this. And that made some people upset. But keep in mind, but they're thinking was that he was going to come and change the political system that was going on at the time. But the truth of the matter, he was coming to die. He was coming into Jerusalem with all the fanfare that they was giving it to him, knowing that a few days later they was going to say, "Crucify him, give us Barabbas." They knew. He knew all of that. But his purpose was, even though all the fanfare they was doing and the palms being laid out and the clothes being laid out, and they shouting, "Hosanna, help us, blessed be he that come in the name of the Lord," they shouting all that. He knew that his purpose was to come to Jerusalem to die. He knew that he was going to be beaten. He knew that he was going to be called all kinds of names. He knew that he was going to be sleepless. He knew that he was going to put a crown, take his garment and gamble with his garment. He knew all those things were going to take place. He knew he was going to be spit upon. He knew that a spear was going to be pierced in his side. He knew they would put a crown of thorns on top of the head. He knew that he would be nailed to the cross. But he knew, even in the Garden of Gethsemane, he asked, "Could this cup pass?" But then he said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done." We don't know how much agony that he went through, but the Bible said that it was like his sweat was like great drops of blood. Amen. So can you imagine? He know all these things because it's just going to take place, but he's willing to go for you and for me, for a dying world, for a world that had turned his back, their back on him. So, where they turned him, he was willing to go forth anyway. He's willing to die. He's willing to die. You know, Hosanna, blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, help us. We're going to turn around. We're going to say, "Help us or save us them." But please, God, we know who you are. We know that you have all power in him. And that same principle applies for us even today. We know who has all power power in his hands. We know what he's able to do to this virus. We know that he's able to destroy it with just a blink of an eye. We know that he's able to raise the dead for those that that on their last breath they're saying that they're not going to make it. We know he's able to heal the sick. We know that because we've seen him do it time and time again, all through the scripture, all through the history of the world. For the last 2,000 years, Jesus has been operating and doing miracles after miracles after miracles, so that we know that there's nothing too hard for him to do. We know that there's nothing too hard for him to do. I want to read Psalms 118, and I'm going to read probably all the way through, I think, the first to the 29th verse, and we're going to get into this too, and then we're going to close out. You know, but recognize that even have you noticed that nobody's really talking about Resurrection Sunday or Easter? You know, usually you see all kinds of stuff going on in the store. You see, God forbid, the bunny rabbits and the Easter. We know Easter not about a bunny rabbit, but it'd be a big hoopla, you know. But this virus thing, this demonic thing, this thing that has fell upon mankind, you know, and it fell upon those that are rich and poor. You got rich and poor. You got Jew, Greek, Black, Indian, all kinds of people are dying. It's not discriminating against nobody, man. People are dying left and right. People are in the ICU left and right. I know some people that's in ICU already, you know. It's touching upon all of us, and I believe that by the time this was over, it's going to make a major impact. You can't, they close it, they said that it's not a good idea to even have church, you know. And some people are doing it, and that's something they got to talk to with God, but I know I wouldn't do it. I would never put my members or people that I'm responsible for at risk. Why? Because the building is not church. We the church. We are the body of Christ. We the church. Okay, we're the church. I wouldn't put that, but that's for me. You got to do whatever, you know, God has given you to. But for me, I would never do that. You know, so they closing down church. And my pastor used to say, James Roberts used to say all the time, BC, you got to know God for yourself. What you going to do at now when you can't get to go to church and hear a good word? You got to have that word already inside of you. You know, and if then you had been one of those that have studied over the years and maybe for a period of time when the word is hitting into your heart that you may not sin against God. You know, that when the time comes, the word rejuvenate itself, regurgitate, coming out of you, but at such a time as this when it's needed now. Because you can't go sit in the church and hear the choir sing like you used to, you know. You can't go sit there and hear the preacher preach like they used to, but you got to have some word inside of you. And I'm sorry, I love doing TV and I love the internet, and that's okay for a while, but we need more, something more than that. You know, we need that fellowship and everything within the body of Christ. So the best way to fellowship now, we got to stand 6 feet away from each other, okay? We got to stand 6 feet away from each other. That's why it's important, man, that we know, men and women, that we know God for ourselves, okay? Because we have to know him for ourselves. Mama can't do it. Daddy can't do it for you. Sister, brother, grandma definitely can't do it for you. The pastor can't do it. He's in his home right now, separated from you. He can't even come over and lay hands on you. You got to be able, in a point that you know how to lay hands on yourself. Get to a point that you know how to pray for yourself and pray seriously to the God and know that he will answer your prayer. And the only way you have been able to do those things even now so is that you have a relationship with him. What is God saying to his people? He said, I want you, Ray, and I want you, all of you, and it was not just me, but they have an intimate relationship with just me. You know, no drama, no sound effects, no horn section, no guitar, no bass, none of that, but just have a relationship with me. And I believe that that's what's taking place within the world today, you know, within the body of Christ and within the world. The people are searching for answers because they see their loved ones sick and they don't know where to go. They see their loved ones dying and they don't know there's nothing they can do about it because there's no cure for this particular virus at this time. So people are leaving, man, young as well as the old. But God is saying to the people, he said, look, I'm still here. I'm still God. I'm still Jesus. I'm still on the throne. I still have all power and might. I still control the wind, and I still control the waves. I still control even the air. You know, nothing moves or do opposite of my instruction, because I created it, and since I created it, I have the power over it. You know, nothing, you know, on the earth or in the earth or even in the heavens or in the skies or on the moon, nothing moves without God says so. Nothing takes place without him knowing about it. The one writer said that I made my bed in hell, he's there. You know, if I went all the way up to the skies, he's there. If I went to the highest mountain or the lowest valley, he is there. Nothing moves that. So what does it mean for us, y'all, is to offer it up to God, that Hosanna type of praise, that Hosanna type of prayer, that Hosanna, God save us, and then begin to glorify his name even in the midst of the craziness that's going on within us. Now, I wanted to do Psalm 118. Amen. I want to do this because this is a good Psalm 118. It's very long, but just bear with me. We're going to get through all of this. Amen. It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever." Right there, that should be on top of our line, on top of a day. The best thing we do, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. He said, "Let Israel now say that his mercy endure forever." And that's what he's telling the people. He's telling the people of Israel. He's telling even us today, let us say now that his mercies endure forever. We're talking about declaring a thing here. We're talking about speaking the words of that his mercy endure forever. He said, let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endure forever. Now he began to break it down. Okay, not just the nation, but break it down into the house. You know, every house on the head of the house will be saying, his mercy endure forever. He's let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endure forever. Now he's talking to those that are believers, you know, those that know him, those that fear him, those that know that he's great and he's awesome, and that he's all that. So let them declare that his mercy endure upon doing forever. So he's covering all grounds. You know, he's covering the households. He's covering individuals, because he mentioned Aaron by name. So you can put your name. He's covering you, whatever your name may be, that you may declare that his mercy endures forever. Amen. And then it says that verse 5 said, I called upon the Lord in distress. And so that's where we at now. Before that, I mean, Hosanna means help, Lord. But here in this song right here, David said, I called upon the Lord in distress. In other words, I Hosanna before to the Lord in my distress. I said, Lord, help me in my distress. And the Lord answered me and set me in a large place. In other words, he took me out of the muck and mire and put me on a higher plane. You know, he put me on a solid rock to stay. And it says that I called upon the Lord in distress, and the Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. And that's another place that we got to get to, going through this period of time that we're in, recognizing the season. I mean, we don't know exactly when all the Hosanna and all that took place in history, but the fact of the matter, we should celebrate Palm Sunday, and we should celebrate Resurrection Sunday. We should celebrate Christmas every day of the year. Amen. It said, "The Lord taketh my part with them." Let me go back to 6. The Lord is on my side, and I will not fear. What can man do unto me? In other words, I ain't worried about man. The man might have created the virus. Don't know. Doesn't really matter. But this might be spiritual warfare. Don't matter. But nothing in this earth can harm me or come near me, because I believe and trust in God. It might take my breath away, but I know that if it takes my breath away, that I got another home. I got another building, not built by hands, that is laid up for me, that is laid up for those that believe in Jesus Christ, that we should see Jesus Christ face to face. You know, we should behold him face to face. That if he called us, you know, away from this world and stuff like that, we know, amen, that it's a blessing for us to be called, you know, to go home and stuff like that. It's not that it might be the end of our stay on this earth, but then we start our everlasting life with Him. That's why it's important that we got to know Jesus Christ as our Lord as ourselves. Amen. It said, I called upon the Lord and it said, the Lord answered me and set me in a large place. Since the Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do unto me? He asked that question. What can man do unto me? In other words, he's the writer here, David's talking about, I ain't scared of you, man. Yeah, you might be bigger than I am. You might have more money than I do. You might look better than I do and everything. You might got it all going on than I do. You might have all kinds of degrees behind you, your name. You might have be a favorite, you know, among people. People might care about you more so than me and stuff. People might treat you better than me and all that kind of stuff. Maybe you look good from head to toe. You don't walk with a limp or nothing. But what can, he asked the question, what can man do with all that you have in this world? What can you possibly do to me? You know, you can't do anything to me. He said, that's why I said I won't fear. Why? Because the Lord is on my side. The Lord is on my side. The Lord taking my part with them that help me. Therefore said I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than put confidence in man. He said, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Here you go. Then I listen again. He said, all they should compass about me, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. He said, no matter what the enemy comes up, like presented before me, no matter what the nations are coming up against me, I can go back to that Hosanna prayer, Lord, help me, Lord, help us now. And I can know that He's going to help me through that. Amen. I know that He's going to help me do that. Verse 9 again says, it is better to trust the Lord than put confidence in princes. All nations can pass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They can pass me about. Yea, they can pass me about. They can pass me about, then they turn around and can pass me again. But in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. He said that to say that twice, you know, to let the enemy know that in the name of the Lord, I will destroy you. Not in my name, not in my own strength, not in my own power, not in my own anointing, but in the name of the Lord, in the name of who? Jesus Christ, I will destroy you. They can pass me about like bees. They are quenched as fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord has helped me. You ever have people that want to do you in so bad? They doing everything and they can to destroy you. They lying on you. They cheating on you. You know, they're getting your friends to go up against you. They're getting your family, your loved ones to go up against you. But 13 says, thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord has helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song. So he begins. Remember I told you after the Hosanna, Lord help me? He again begins to get into that praise. The Lord is my strength and song. It says, the Lord is my strength and song, and it's become my salvation. It is become my salvation. In other words, he's not going to become he is my salvation. Amen. This is the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacle of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth violently. And nothing is full of strength. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth violently. There you go. He said, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. There you go right there. He said, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. See, I'm getting to a point right now that in the scripture, I believe David was producing a testimony. He producing a prophecy within themselves. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me sore, but he have given me over, but he have not given me over to death. This is verse 18. The Lord hath chastised me sore, but he have not given me over to death. You know, he have not given me. None of I still got breath. And as long as I got breath, I can move forward. He said, 19 said, open to me the gates of righteousness, and I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me. You know, Hosanna, I cried unto the Lord. You know, he heard my voice. Hosanna, our Lord, help me. That's a cry. That's not a weeping prayer, but that's a prayer petition. Lord, help me. Hosanna, help me. You know, I know you got the power and the authority. So I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me. And art become my salvation. You are my salvation. It said the stone which the builder refused to become the headstone of the corner. You know, that was, which had been rejected, God, you pushed it even forward, God. You know, you pushed it even forward. It says, this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. You know, everything that the enemy is meaning for evil, God, the Bible talks about, Joshua said that God has turned it around for our favor. He's turned it around for our good. So this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in the sight. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad, and then we're going to be glad in it. No matter what's going on within the world, we're going to be glad in it. Why? Because Hosanna, God help us, is hearing our cry. He's coming to our rescue. He's doing those things that said the man said it cannot be done. The doctors and nurses said that it came right there. God is doing those things. He's healing the sick and everything like that. It said, save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. Save now, I beseech thee. That's that cry. That's the Hosanna type thing. Save me now, Lord, I beseech thee. I beseech thee, send now thy prosperity. Send now your prosperity in my life, God. Send whatever is needed. Prosperity can be a complete, holistic meaning of things. It's not only financial, but it can deal with your health. It can deal with your spiritual mindset. It can deal with the renewing of the mind. Send me your prosperity, God. Send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. See, that's that part again. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. And God is the Lord, which have showed us life. Bind the sacrifice that was caused, even to the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. I believe David right here, he repeated himself several times. I think he was in a praise place, man. He said, thou art my God, and I will exalt thee. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. And guess what, y'all? His mercy endureth forever. His mercy endureth forever. His mercy endureth forever. Amen. His mercy, it endureth forever. Amen. Bless God. Father God, we come today first, not by might nor by power, but to bless your name, for you are holy, Lord. Jesus, we pray that this broadcast has been a blessing to someone, that it will begin to encourage us and to let us know that you are with us always. We do pray for those that are listening all across the world, wherever they might be, God. We pray, God, that you will reach out to them. In Christ Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Well, y'all, thank y'all for listening. Amen. We got this done. Amen. 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 Hosanna. 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 Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, Lord, help us. Yeah. We're going to praise you while we're saying help you. We're going to praise you anyhow. While we said heal us, we're going to praise you anyhow. No matter what, God, we're going to continue to give you all the glory. We thank you again. So we'll see you guys on next week on Friday Night Joy and Sunday. Don't forget the three real life, real men with myself, Elston Green, Cleophas Malone, Tyra Rose, and Attorney Mitchell. Amen. We'll be here in the house. So God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.